Everything comes back to
Niall Horan, This Town on Today FM. Before that was Sabrina Carpenter and Manchild. Allison Curtis with you. Weekend breakfast. Let's hit some waves. Let's go surfing. We've got two champs on the phone line. Garrod McDade, how are you?
All good. How are you doing? Thanks for having us on.
Not at all. Ruby Knox from Cornwall at the moment. That's where you are. How are you?
Good. All good.
Thanks. I went to New Quay for my 40th birthday randomly. I don't know why we ended up there for that. And that's where you are right now competing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm just out of a heat. I ran up the beach to make the call.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's incredible. And, Garrod, I might start with you, if that's okay. And we mentioned you on the show 2 weeks ago, actually. First Irish surfer to win gold at the European Championships. Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Thank you, yeah. Cheers.
So, are you a Sligo man, Garrod?
Yeah, Sligo man, true and true. I grew up in Sligo town there, but now I've recently moved out to Strandhill beside the beach, so it's nice living right walking distance to the beach.
Completely, and it's a town that's close to our heart on Weekend Breakfast. It was one of our very first ever, if not our first ever, a town that we visited when we were traveling around the country. So, Garrod, tell us, how did you get started with this now? This is something that's been in the family for a little while, is it?
Yeah, so my dad kind of got me into it when we were super young and like kind of 5 or 6, bringing us out once or twice every summer. And then kind of from when I was 10 years old, something just kind of clicked. One of those days he brought us out and it was something that I wanted to do every single day. And I just kept asking him to bring me out. And dad loves coming around surfing with me. So I was lucky he was keen to drive me around all the time.
Yeah, it's interesting when you have those moments and you remember it and going, this is what I want to do. Ruby, was it the same for you?
Not so much. Like, I definitely grew up doing it, but I definitely spent, like, my first 10 years, like, being dragged out in big surf with what felt like big surf and falling my eyes out. I kind of came back to it then when I was about 17, and I think it just kept growing. And then I think when I was about 20, I was like, okay, this is what I'm doing.
This is what you're doing and doing very well. So you've got a family-run business there, and your brother runs a surf center. Where's that?
It's out in the Maharees in Kerry, just out by Dingle.
Lovely. And will you tell me this as well? Women's longboard. So I know I'm so ignorant about this, guys. Longboard is what?
It's like a 9 foot plus like long surfboard.
Oh my God.
And like it's traditional style. So you're like walking up and down the board. You're like riding on the nose of the board and stuff.
Wow. That's incredible. And what's happening for you right now in Cornwall?
So I'm here at Board Masters at the WSL QS, which is like a qualifying series for the World Tour. I've started in the normal round, and I've progressed right. I just made it through into the semifinals. So,
oh, my God. That's
amazing. It might
amazing.
Come up later tomorrow. Thank you.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. And, Garrod, there's lovely footage of you after you won the European Championships of your mom running towards you on the beach to give you a hug. It's so cute.
yeah, it's pretty funny. That video, my brother actually texted my mom, and she was like, do you know how many people have seen that video? And it looked on my Instagram, and it's got like 350,000 views. My mom couldn't believe it. It's pretty funny, but it was a pretty special moment.
Oh, absolutely. So, Garrod, one of the things, though, about this for surfing is, like, it kind of looks scary for the average person who hasn't tried it, right? Like, to me, you're kind of like, I mean, I liked skateboarding to school when I was younger, but I wasn't catching massive waves to get there, whatever. So what's the mindset? Like, do you really have to kind of feel it? Not to sound corny, but to let go.
Yeah, it is really about, like you said, letting go when you're surfing big waves, especially, because it's all about staying calm and, like, relaxed. Even when you're on the wave or when you fall, like we surf big waves out at Mullaghmore a lot during the winter. And like those days when you fall when it's really big, it's all about like staying relaxed under the water, because when you stay relaxed, you can just manage your energy and manage everything better. And you're always going to come up and you're always going to be sweet. So it's always about just knowing that and being relaxed in your capabilities and confident in your capabilities that it's going to be all good.
It really does look like, you know, Ruby, the hardest thing in the world to do, because it's balanced, but you're also going against the force of water.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely difficult, but I don't think it's anything like Mullaghcore. But, you know, it's all about, like, it is hugely physics. Like, you know, the more the wave is leaning against you, the more you're leaning against it as you walk the board.
Right. Well, listen, continued success. And next Surfing World Championship coming in September, El Salvador. And then, Ruby, are you looking towards LA in 28? Or what's your thoughts there?
Unfortunately, Longboarding didn't make it into the Olympics. They announced that for 28 that it wouldn't be going, but they're hoping again for 32. So as much as I would love that and that would be what I'd want to do, it's just not in the pipeline yet.
Okay. And what about for you, Garode, then?
Yeah, so like my short-term main goal now is this World Surfing Games that we have coming up in September in 2 or 3 weeks now in El Salvador. But yeah, once that's done and they release the pathway of how to qualify for LA 28, that's my main focus for the next 3 to 4 years. Narrowly missed out on it last year, so I'm really looking forward to putting everything into it and trying to qualify this year.
We are going to be watching both of you with great interest. I'll share your handles on Instagram as well, guys. And thank you so much, Garode and Ruby, for talking to us this morning. Surf's up.
Thank you. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Allison Curtis. Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM.